Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I'll just say your name and, you know, what school you either teach or taught at. I can't remember if you're still there or not.
I'm Vanessa Lakjalinas, and I taught theater at Oakton High School for 19 years.
And that is in Oakton, Virginia. And you were there for 19 years. And because of that, you are being honored at the National Jimmy Awards. It's going to be in New York City on June 26th in a ceremony hosted by Corbin Blue, you know, the High School Musical. Well, I guess I should start by saying congrats on the award. What was your thoughts? What went through your mind when they reached out and said that you were going to be honored in the National Award?
It was a complete shock. I didn't even know that Josh, my student from last year who was at the awards, I didn't even know he had nominated me. And so I said to my husband, I was like, do you think this is a spam email? Like, could this really be a true thing? But it is. And it was just such an honor out of, I think it was 92 nominations, and they picked two teachers to be recognized. And so I was just really, really touched.
So is that how it works? Then a local student nominates a different theater teacher, and then I guess the Brandon Victor Dixon Awards judges they select who's going to emerge.
So the students that competed at the Jimmys last summer all had an opportunity to nominate their teachers, and from those students, the Jimmy board goes through, I guess, and goes through the nominees, and then picks the two winners from that. So it comes out of New York, and then they reached out to the Brandon Victor Dixon local chapter to let me know that I had won.
Okay, cool. So it's the other way around.
Yeah,
that I was thinking.
Yeah.
So it's the Jimmy Awards, also known as the National High School Music Theater Awards. They selected the name. Well, that's an even bigger honor then. and you're one of two nationwide teachers they chose, right? Do you know the name of the other one that's getting the Inspired Teacher Award?
He is out of Florida, but yes, he's a teacher at a School of the Arts in Florida, I believe.
Yeah. It's okay. I can look up the name.
Okay.
And great. So I assume then it's on Monday the 26th. So, you know, what are you doing now? Are you making plans? Like do you have to like give a speech? Are you figuring out what you're going to say, or, you know, what's your mindset right now?
Actually, they did a video that they'll be playing for me at school and teaching, and, you know, footage and me answering questions. And so there'll be an opportunity during the second half of the show on Monday night where they'll show that video, and then we'll come out on stage and I do some sort of celebratory wave, I'm sure. And that will be our moment in the sunshine, or actually in the stage lights. So nothing that will be happening live in terms of speaking, which, thank God, because it would be a mess, I'm sure.
Yeah, you can just go and enjoy it and, you know, collect your flowers and not have to be trying to memorize a speech.
Exactly.
So I know last year you directed Oakton High School's musical production of The Addams Family, which won Best Musical and Best Actor at the Brandon Victor Dixon Awards last year. Mm-hmm. So just memories of that particular production.
Oh, it was just such a joy, especially because we had just come out of COVID where we hadn't been able to do a musical for 2 years. And so the energy throughout the entire process, but also it's just such a fun show to be directing anyway. But to have the opportunity for the kids to then go and perform at the National Theater and do the big opening number. And, you know, that's a memory that you'll never be able to take away from those kids, that they got to perform on a national stage like that. And then to have Josh continue on and go to New York, where he got to spend a week learning from professionals and meeting all these other talented students from all over the country. And then I got to go up and watch him perform on a Broadway stage last year. And it was sort of the gift that kept on giving, because we just kept getting to watch Josh perform. So, you know, winning the local Best Musical was obviously awesome, but the fact that we got to continue on celebrating for the rest of the summer was really great.
That is really, really cool. And so are you still teaching, or did you recently retire, or I thought they said maybe that you were no longer there.
So I'm still at Oakton High School, but I moved into an administrative capacity. So I left the classroom, but I'm still in the same building.
You're an administrator, but maybe like an unofficial consultant to the theater program.
I am there for sage wisdom and advice to the very talented young lady who took my place and is going to do great things with that program. So
who is that young lady, so I can have the name for the article?
Sure. It's Samantha Jalajel, Jalajel.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And she took over the department, and she came in actually today. We gave her a big hug and I said, "You did it. You survived. It was the last day of school today." So she had a pretty hectic year, but she's going to do great things.
Awesome. And you said you were there for 19 years before that, or at least teaching that, you know, the theater program for 19 years?
19 years at the theater program. Yeah.
Okay. And just tell me a little bit more about, you know, maybe some of the highlights over those 19 years. I mean, we talked about the Addams Family last year winning, do you have any favorite ones that stand out? Was it your first one? Were there any other award winning ones, or just anything that stands out for you?
Well, I was really lucky to work with such an incredible performing arts team, our choral director and our orchestra teacher and our band teacher. And we really had such a great collaboration. But I think some of our highlights were Pirates of Penzance, Les Miserables, Phantom of the Opera. Those were some big ones that we really, when it was over, were just like, wow, we made that happen. And I definitely think I would say one of my top was when we did Titanic, the musical. And how epic that production was. And the score is so beautiful. So all the components that came together for that show were really, really incredible.
Now, you said how epic it was. You know, give us a sense of, like, is this like a big, paint a visual picture. Is it like a big auditorium? How big is Oakton High School for folks that maybe aren't familiar?
It is a large theater. It's one of the larger in the Fairfax County schools. It seats 1,200. A classic proscenium theater. So for Titanic, we actually did flying so that when the ship sank, we created a visual that the audience and, became underwater with the ship. So you had bodies and furniture and things floating and flying. And so it just visually became a very stunning piece, I think, at the end, very haunting.
Wow, very immersive if you're sitting in the audience. So suddenly you're trying to grab onto something to float on. awesome. And then just broadly, I mean, that thank you. That's some good highlights of specific shows that I can use as a soundbite on the radio. But just more broadly, like in general, why was Oakton High School such a great place to teach theater? You know, is the school very supportive? Are the students very eager? Do they learn quick? I don't know. Yeah, just in general, why is it such a great musical theater program?
The school is very, very supportive, and the students are very gung-ho. Fairfax County in general, as you may know, has a very strong theater community. And I think every year that I've taught, that's become a bigger priority in terms of understanding what a well-rounded student is. They went from saying STEM to STEAM, and making sure that the arts was something that is included. And so I always felt very supported, and that the kids felt very supportive. So, it wasn't just considered an elective. It was understood even by all the other teachers in our building that it was something to come and support and recognize that, you know, not every kid is a math kid or not every kid is a science kid. You've also got these incredible artists. And so we just had great support with everybody in the building coming to see all the shows and making sure that they understood, you know, the kids that they teach, that they're not just a kid at a desk. They're also kids who sing and dance and perform and do the stagecraft and build the costumes. So it was a very good community. Very supportive.
I like that, putting the A in STEM to make steam. We can't forget the arts, folks. It's the most important of those letters, if you ask me, but I know I'm biased on that one. I know every student that you teach, you know, is enriched and goes on and you know, even if they don't pursue theater in their lives, it's still, you know, helpful. But are there any, you know, good, you know, success stories, for the lack of a better phrase, you know, have any of your former theater students gone on to Broadway or national tours or regional shows or anything that, you know, that would be of note?
I do have quite a few working actors. I say all my students are successful because they've all gone out to be incredible humans. But I do have a handful that are out in the world now. I've got one that's actually coming back from to her hometown here in Oakton this summer to make a movie that she's written and is producing and directing. And so she's going to be in the community and using some of local teenagers in that film. I've
Nice.
got
What's
other.
her name?
Amelia Brennan. Oh, that was her maiden name. She's married now, but and then I've got, kids that are up in New York that are working in TV and film and doing the audition thing. So COVID was hard on a lot of artists, as you know. So, whether people decided to stay in it or pursue other avenues. But I always challenge all my students when they graduate just to keep the arts in their lives, whether they go support local community theater or, have kids and act out all their characters in the books with funny voices, or if you're a doctor and you just need to be a personable person, with bedside manner, like you're performing every day of your lives, no matter what job you go into. So I think the arts help, make sure that you have the self-confidence and the personality and energy that you can carry through no matter what career you choose.
I love it. I love it. All right. Well, I mean, that's some of, you just spoke to some of your successful past students that you taught. But before we run, let's shine a light on some of the local, local theater students, from all the different schools that, that are honored this year. So I know in addition to you getting the Inspiring Teacher Award in New York, a pair of local students are also getting honored. Actually, it's three students because there's one alternate that's subbing in. Do you want to remind us their names and and what schools they hail from?
Sure, Abby Lyons was at Flint Hill in their production of Mamma Mia. And then Ian Rubin was at Winston Churchill's production of Matilda. And Isabella Jackson, who's the alternate that's able to go up, was in Fairfax's Sister Act. So I can tell you from the talent that I saw at the BBDs, the five male and females that performed, it was a stiff competition. I mean, this town has some incredible talent. And so how those judges had to narrow it down, I know it was very difficult, but all the kids, I was lucky enough to work with them and helped coach them a little bit on their monologue process in the competition, and just really wonderful, well-rounded students from incredible local programs. So it'll be exciting to see Ian and Isabella moving on in New York, and I look forward to seeing them up there next week.
Absolutely. And so will Ian and Isabella, and Isabella's, alternate for Abby, who sadly can't make it up. But shout out to Abby Lyons as well for winning it, here locally. But Ian and Isabella, are they now competing against, other winners from regions and towns all over the country? Like, do you know how many people they're up against?
I believe it's 96 students total that will be there
Wow.
from all over the country. So you've got, literally, kids coming from the West Coast, Texas, all over. So they will spend a week in New York working with professionals, learning choreography, working on songs, and going through a competition up there. And so at the actual awards, which I believe will be streaming online, they will be performing big group numbers, and then at intermission, they'll announce the finalists, and then those finalists will come out and have an opportunity to do solo numbers. And from that, you'll have the two winners of the Jimmy Awards that will be announced at the end of the night.
Wow. And again, like we said, it's going to be hosted by Corbin Bleu of High School Musical and so many other things. And so I guess you can probably stream it on JimmyAwards.com, I believe is where you would probably watch it on Monday, June 26th. Well, we're going to be rooting for Ian and Isabella to win. Do you know if anyone locally has ever won in past years? Like, has anyone ever made it all the way through and won the national award?
This is only the second year that we've had the local component. We've been
Okay.
trying to be able to be a part of it for years. We do have the local Cappy Awards, which just stays here within the area. But this is just the second year that the Broadway, the National, and the BBDs exist. So hopefully soon we will have somebody that will make it all the way through.
Wow. So past years, what, DC area people just weren't eligible to compete at the national one? Like if they just weren't, there was no, you know, farm system like to make
exactly.
it to the major leagues.
Right. You have to, it has to be a Broadway sponsored theater that, that sponsors the local award. And so we just didn't have anybody who had spearheaded that up until last year, and Brandon Victor Dixon.
Yeah, who is a local as well. Remind me, where did Brandon grow up? Gaithersburg.
He's a Maryland guy. Yeah, yeah.
Right. And went on to win a Tony for The Color Purple on Broadway, and I think a Tony nomination for The Color Purple, but one for Hedwig. Mm-hmm. And a third nomination for Shuffle Along. So Brandon Victor Dixon is doing us all proud. I think actually he played Barry Gordy in Motown, the musical too. So,
and I know he also was in Hamilton for a while as well. So
yeah,
and he was not able to come to the awards last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was, because he's actually in rehearsal for a new show that will be on Broadway. So he's going to be in something. He couldn't tell us exactly what yet. So there's some surprise to come, I'm sure.
Awesome. Oh, and folks also saw him as Judas in NBC's Jesus Christ Superstar, like the live concert one a couple years ago, too. So, yeah, you'll recognize Brandon for sure. All right. Well, I mean, I have more than enough to work with. I'm trying to think. Oh, you mentioned the Cappies. This is just more for my edification. But sure. How do they differ from Brandon Victor Dixon? Like, are they just two local awards that, you know, kind of will work concurrently and they really have nothing to do with each other other than we're all trying to highlight local actors, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. So the Cappies are run through the high schools and the judges are all students. So you have your Cappy critics team. So it's a student based program, whereas the BBD judges are considered, you know, professionals that go to see the shows to judge those. So it's a little bit different in that regard.
Cool. Well, thanks for differentiating. Yeah, maybe I can do, two different stories every year. You know, the student-run Cappies is what we'll sort of, you know, peg that as. And then the BV, Brandon Victor Dixon, will be like professionals, like you're saying. All right, cool. And then, of course, there's the Helen Hayes Awards for honoring the, you know, non-students, the professionals out in the local community. Cool.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I have more than enough, but congrats on receiving one of the two Inspiring Teacher Awards nationwide here. Vanessa Lock-Gelinas, did I say it right?
Yes, you did.
All right. Vanessa Lock-Gelinas of Oakton High School in Oakton, Virginia, after 19 years running the theater program there, is getting awarded on June 26th. So congrats so much. What else should we say before we run? I guess just speak to our listeners and tell them to tune into the live stream, maybe.
Absolutely. And support your local high school theaters and your local community theaters. We have to keep the arts alive. They're struggling, trying to come back from COVID. So go see shows, support theater and actors.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much. And thanks for everything you've done for the community and so many students over the years. I'm sure they're eternally grateful.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay. Bye.